But at least one can say we have a marvelous constitution and we have a very active constitutional court upholding the values enshrined in the constitution.
The essay was presented by Albie Sachs and produced by Mark Rickards. This is BBC Radio 3. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time on a Friday night for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari. Welcome to a slightly wackier side of world music on World on 3 tonight with me, Lopa Qatari. That was Muchachita del Oriente from Chicha Libre, the New York-based cumbianistas who come from the Latino melting pot of the city. Psychedelic, electronic and fun. Their new album is called Cannibalismo, out on Crammed Discs. Coming up on the programme, my guests tonight are Polish punks Ruta, perhaps more hair-raising and on the edge than wacky. I've also got music from a washing machine, a song called Miserable Girl from a group of cowboys from Uruguay, and music inspired by a NASA airstrip in Gambia amongst tonight's treasures. Here's a group from Tanzania called Jaguar Music. They play a type of local dance music called Michiriku. Now, they were popular in the suburbs of Dar es Salaam, but when they introduced a vintage, in other words, obsolete electronic keyboard to their sound and turned up the distortion, their popularity went beyond their own neighbourhood and spilled over onto the international festival circuit. Here they are with Heshima, Respect, from their new album Bongo Hotheads, interestingly also out on crammed discs. Their sound is not unlike that of Congo's staff bender Balili and Nara Serato of the Solomon Islands. Enjoy a bit of music frenzy.
Το καλοκαίρι έφυγε και δεν το πήρε η βροχή. Ο πρώτος ήλιος έσβησε, τον έκλεψες εσύ. Το καλοκαίρι μου λέγες πως θα είναι μόνο η αρχή. Αιώνια αγάπη μου τάξες στο πρώτο μας φιλί. καλοκαίρι έφυγε και δεν το πήρε η βροχή. Ο πρώτος ήλιος έσβησε, τον έκλεψες εσύ. Οκτωβριανό ξημέρωμα, στο πλάι μου γυμνή. Ψευτικό δάκρυ μόστραρες και χάθηκες με τη βροχή. Εσύ, 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 εσύ ζωή μου πια μισή. Αδέσποτη κι αλήτικη από το βράδυ ως το πρωί. Εσύ, 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 εσύ ζωή μου πια μισή. Το καλοκαίρι το χασά μου το κλέψες εσύ. Παραπαπά, παραπαπά. Μάγισσα μου έταξε κατάρα ερωτική. Πως αν τραγούδις έκανα θα ήταν εκδίκηση καλή. Όλα τα όχι και τα μη θα σε βρίσκαν κάθε πρωί. Εξορίστη από έρωτα πικρός τεχνοφιλή. Εσύ, 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 εσύ ζωή μου πια μισή. Αδέσποτη κι αλήτικη από το βράδυ ως το πρωί. Εσύ, 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 εσύ ζωή μου πια μισή. Το καλοκαίρι το χασά μου το κλέψες εσύ. Και να σε τώρα Jane, θέλω να μην είσαι καλά. Κι ό,τι από σένα τράβηξα να το βρεις και εσύ μπροστά. Τα βράδια να σε μόνη σου, να ψάχνεις άϊπνη αγκαλιά. Κι όταν γυρίσεις να σου πω, τώρα γλυκιά μου είναι αργά. Η αλήθεια είναι Jane, πως ούτε εγώ είμαι καλά. Με κυνηγάνε οι τύψεις μου που σε ζυχτήρισα βαριά. Μια ευκαιρία θα έχουμε να τα βρούμε εγώ και εσύ. Αφού στο μέλλον θα είμαστε στην κόλαση μαζί.
Greek gypsy music with a layer of tango from a guy who goes by the name of Maraveas Illegal. He's a multi-instrumental, multilingual singer-songwriter and a bit of a pop star in Greece. Lola is his latest album and I played To Kalokeri Efigi. Staying with the spirit of tango, or Nuevo Tango to be specific, next is Astor Piazzolla, Argentinian bandoneon player and creator of the tango that got the clubs of Buenos Aires dancing with renewed and youthful vigour. Jackpot has released two of Piazzolla's early albums from 1961 and rolled them into one. They are Piazzolla Anno, where he plays mainly compositions by other composers, and Piazzolla Interpreta Piazzolla, dedicated to his own music. These were the first two albums that he recorded with his quintet. This is Los Posadas, one of his own compositions, and one that many of you may recognise. Dramatic and romantic, a classic. Thank you.
¿Será que sufre de mal de amores? Perdió sus flores tan joven ya. ¿Será la madre que se ha marchado? Les ha dejado en soledad.
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
O el padre muerto, o algún hermano que está lejano, perdido ya. La vida encierra muchos misterios y casos serios de conocer.
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
Y esa muchacha, toda alegría, la niña decía, pobre mujer. La vida encierra muchos misterios y casos serios de conocer. ¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
Mais nous s'en fout de tout. posición.
Tango, tango.
Petit à petit, on va faire le tango tango. C'est pas dans l'histoire. Le tango tango.
Ah ouais, ouais. C'est juste la danse sans les chaussures. Hein. Ok, c'est tout.
Tango Tango from Magic System, the 90s popsters from Côte d'Ivoire. A trio of songs there, going from the sublime to perhaps the joyously ridiculous. Argentinian legend Astor Piazzolla and a re-release of two of his albums to mark 20 years since his death, followed by the Gauchos of Roldán and La Infeliz, the miserable girl. And finally, Magic System and Tango Tango. Los Gauchos de Roldán are from northern Uruguay and play the music of the cowboys and their communities that have endured for nearly 200 years. I'm sure that these are the songs that you would still hear at their local dances. The album from Los Gauchos de Roldán is on Smithsonian Folkways. And so to my guests tonight, Ruta. There's 11 of them in the group and a fabulous array of modern to archaic instruments. A good mix since their songs are from the 16th century wrapped up in the 21st century. Here they are with Burning, followed by Hey Reverend.
Yeah.
na widły i do piekła! Pier 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 na widły i do piekła!
Well, I feel as though I have walked right into the middle of a civil uprising. That was the 11-piece band called Ruta. And I've managed to sequester three of them away from this crowd. Here joining me are Maciek Ciałkowski, Paweł Guma and Ania Maminska. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you. We're very excited. Thanks so much for the invitation.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now tell me, what exactly is Ruta about?
Ruta, it's a sort of a movement of musicians from different scenes, like folk especially, and punk rock, jazz, and classical music as well. It's based on the ancient, almost forgotten acoustic instruments, the sounds, like fiddles, like basses, like sas, frame drums and big drums, and on the old rebel songs of the peasants against masters, lords, Catholic Church, and so, discrimination of last ages.
So basically, medieval anarchists,
right,
and their traditional music brought into the 21st century. Is that what it is?
Yeah, what we discovered is a sort of a attitude and awareness of people who are singing about them pain, about them fight against oppression. It's songs of freedom.
Is that what you say, Anya? This is about music and politics, isn't it?
Well, in a way it is. But what the songs are about, they're about that necessity of being free. They are telling about the oppression in which the peasants used to live. But, actually we discovered that these songs are very up-to-date, and they also tell a lot about our attitude towards the world, that we are not free either.
So in a sense, although you've taken a lot of the poetry, the lyrics from 4 centuries ago,
right,
it's something that you feel is still very relevant, very pertinent to today.
When we start to sing these songs, we felt really strange but so powerful energy, like songs of a ghost who are, you know, around us.
So really, putting these lyrics within the music genre of punk was kind of obvious then, wasn't it? I mean, this is what punk is all about, isn't it? It's about attitude and social uprising and anger.
Yeah, it was totally natural to put the lyrics, which were the lyrics of rebellion, with the rebellious music. So it suits so perfectly.
But Paweł, you were in one of the big Polish rock bands, weren't you, back in the 80s?
In the 80s, yeah.
Was this the kind of music, the songs that you were kind of singing at that time as well, that these with great attitude and sort of a voice? I mean, that was the time of solidarity, wasn't it, in Poland? I mean, were your songs very much about what was going on, the civil unrest and the voice of the people?
For me, it's like a next part of my arts life on the punk stage. It's the next time, this part of life in Ruta. For example, me and Robal, other musician with Ruta, but he also play in very famous band in Poland, Deserter, punk band. We give our voices for this project and our expression, because we are also warrior on the Polish stage, I think 30 years.
Yeah.
And we have in Ruta also people, they played before folk music, sometimes very, very gently.
Yeah, it was
but now we
sure.
have this special meeting. Punks and folks, folk people, they meet in Ruta together. And this is like a club of therapy. we are different, and every people have different history.
So what are the next couple of songs we're going to hear? Well, it's Preč, is it Preč?
Ah, it's Go Away. It's a very old song, singing by Robal, the guitarist and the vocalist of Deserter. And it was the first song we invited him as a guest. But he felt such a positive energy and a kind of a familiar vibrations for all of us. And he decided to be in a good and bad in Ruta. And he took a bass guitar and start to sing with us, and now he is a member, very important in our crew.
Starszy braciszek na kolej mnie odwiózł. Jak ci mnie oddali, związali mnie w powróz. Najstarszy braciszek na kolej mnie odwiózł. Cesarzu, cesarzu, najjaśniejszy panie, dałeś mi trzewiki, nasrałbym ci na nie. Cesarzu, cesarzu, najjaśniejszy panie, dałeś mi trzewiki, nasrałbym ci na nie. Więcej, bo nas matki płacą, ja ze siebie.
Franciszek na kolej mnie odwiózł. Cesarzu, cesarzu, najjaśniejszy panie, dałeś mi trzewiki, na samym ci danie. Cesarzu, cesarzu, nie werbuj nas więcej, bo nas matki płacą, ja że ziemia jęczy.
A slower but no less powerful song, They Tied Me Up With a Rope, sung by Pavel. This band of merry anarchists will be back with another dose of outrage in about 25 minutes. I'm Lopa, and if you've just tuned in, you're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. The music I'm playing tonight is listed on the World on 3 page on the BBC Radio 3 website, where you can also listen again to any part of the show for the following 7 days. Still to come, music on the rinse cycle and two really beautiful female voices, a Nigerian opera singer and a Gaelic living legend. Ferhat Tunç is an outspoken musician from Turkey, a bit of an activist, and he has on occasion been jailed for his politics. For some time now, he's wanted to release an album of songs in Kurdish about the Kurdish people in Turkey. Dersim, named after the area in eastern Turkey where he's from, is it. The album is made up of songs of lament and heartache and speak of the Dersim massacre that took place in the late 1930s. Ferhat says that if you translate a song, whilst the secrets of the original words are kept safe, some of the mystery is lost. So it's the sound of what you hear that gives a song its meaning. And I know what he means, since most of what I listen to and play on the programme is likely to be in a language other than English. Now, unfortunately, on many of the songs on his album, Ferhat does include a chorus of some sort in English, which I feel jars a bit with music. But he has a lovely, rich voice with a sort of Brian Ferry quiver to it. And in this song, Hora Hora, I'm able to enjoy that sound he spoke about. There's no doubt that this song is about sorrow and loss.
Sevda Tora Seve ta sevdatora, çene vejune ez cehura. Zor rojina dinava, virare pişta bile tora. Zor rojina dinava, virare pişta bile tora. Ere hora 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 koni konu roye tura ere hora 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 koni konu roye tura
man alal yaraluma defu bon man man alal yaraluma ray sama maram
ni tangi ray maram ngir ala ni tangi yakhu maram ngir ala ni tangi deflu bon mon ngir ala
yow bu mula ko yaral fi ngakiba man alal yaraluma defu bon man yow bu mula ko yaral fi ngakiba
ni tangi deful bon ngir ala ni tangi ray moromam ngir ala ni tangi deflu bon mon ngir ala
yobu mula ko jaral fina kiba man ala jaral ma yakh sama morom man ala jaral ma deful bon man
Thank you.
ko jaral fi ma koy ba man alal jaralu ma defu bon man man alal jaralu ma yakh sama morom ci alal sa
And there we have two tracks to do with space. The first was Mdungu and Clave Song from their album Gambian Space Programme. Did you know that between 1987 and 2005, Gambia had an emergency landing strip available to NASA? It's to this tie with space that the Amsterdam-based group Mdungu have paid homage. The album, worth a listen. Then I played Cambodian Space Project and a song from their new album, Not Easy Rock and Roll, called The Best Dancer. It's due out at the beginning of August on Metal Postcard. And if you want to see them, then head down to the BT River of Music Festival on Saturday, the 21st of July, that takes place at various sites along the Thames. Plus, they'll be touring Europe and the UK this summer. Check online for details of their gigs. OK, I mentioned a song from a washing machine, and of course I was stretching the truth a bit, and I'm not actually sure if this track does feature the machine on it. But on Crystal Bright and the Silver Hands album, Muses and Bones, it does list the washing machine as one of Crystal's instruments. Crystal Bright is all about theatre and art, and that makes her music slightly less easy to pigeonhole and more esoteric in its nature. Here she is with Drowned Out, a pleasant kind of bonkers.
If the room was only big enough for a hushed and weary sound, and the clock was slowly ticking and pounding in my head, and the rose grew slowly over all the books and words we've said, and my hands become invisible to the notes of Billy.
See a temple of mountains. love can set you free.
Every day. embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar que ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar que ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar e ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar e ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Encare a ladeira, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Encare a ladeira, qual é puxo boi? Fora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar que ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar que ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Encare a ladeira, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Puxo boi, qual é puxo boi? Encare a ladeira, qual é puxo boi?
The New York-based Nation Beat are going to be here on the programme in August, so I'll leave it till then to tell you about them. But what I will say is that they were one of the first groups I played on the programme when I started here at Radio 3 a few years ago, and it's taken this long to get them in for a session. They're going to be over here promoting their new album, Growing Stone, and the track I played was Pusher Boy, Pull the Bull. Before that was a new voice on the block, Brina. She's from Jamaica. Her thing is roots reggae, and she's just self-produced and released her debut album, Under One Sun. A brave thing to do these days, which is why Nick Page, a.k.a. Doubler, did a remix of one of the tracks on the album, and that was what I played, Guns N' Roses, a song penned by the late Lucky Dubie and featured music heavyweights Toots Hibbert and Sly Dunbar. Well, having raised the pace a bit with Nation Beat, it's time for more from my guests, Ruta, the Polish punk brigade, back with a song called I Don't Fear the Lord.
Hey! Nie boję się pana! Ani jego mości, wezmę siekiereczkę, porobienie kości. Nie boję się pana, ani jego mości, wezmę siekiereczkę, porobienie kości. Polana, polana, nie jednego pana, bo mamy skusili, pana opisili. Polana, polana, nie jednego pana, bo mamy skusili, pana opisili.
Oj!
się pana, ani jego mości. Wezmę się kieleszkę, porobię piękności. Nie boję się pana, ani jego mości. Wezmę się kieleszkę, porobię piękności. Oj!
Well, I guess you could call that hardcore headbanging punk with glorious harmonies, an almost distorting reedy bass clarinet, and the wail of a soprano sax. That is indeed Ruta and all its attitude. We were talking earlier on, guys, about punk and in a sense, the music that you're doing today is still very much relevant, not just with the 1980s, but the sort of 16th century civil and social unrest. But tell me something about the Polish punk movement. The heyday was in the 80s, right? During the time of Solidarity.
Yeah, but there was no connections between Solidarity movement and punk movement. It was completely different people. Solidarity was a movement of workers and intelligence, but not CIA.
Intelligence,
supported by CIA somehow against KGB, which was supported the Communist Party. But totally different people. Solidarity, for example, of course, they fight for democracy and freedom. But it was very close to the church, and it was a movement of worker class people. And punks scene, we say it was a third underground, the third way, also against the communism and fighting for freedom of speech, sometimes much, much more radical than Solidarity. And they try to really change the situation, and we've got really great bands like Deserters, so wise lyrics against the totalitarianism and against the systems, and about searching the freedom, but also how to develop yourself, how to create a sort of a movement of free people in this communist nightmare. And Moskva, very, very radical band, one of the fastest band during this time in Poland. they play like English Discharge or Disorder or Chaos UK, you know, the fastest band, yeah, or GBH, you know.
But what's interesting then, Maciej, is that the lyrics that you're choosing now to put to music with Ruta, which are the 16th century poems of social uprising, of serfdom, of the working class, like then, and like the punk movement, is creating controversy in today's political system, isn't it, in Poland?
Well, yes, it does. It does create controversy because it's got the message to start thinking about your life and maybe do something and change it. It just makes you think. That's where the controversy comes from.
But what is it that's got, I think it was the second largest political party in Poland sort of saying that they want to ban your music, they want to ban the group you're playing.
Yes, because these lyrics sometimes are very straightforward as folk lyrics, you know, it's not poetry, it's not like saying something around, but it just says about the priest who is preaching, you know, wrong things, and actually instead of telling how to live, he's looking at young boys, looking at young girls. And actually, some of my friends thought that we invented the text, which is not true. It's original.
That's another interesting fact, is that to a certain extent, the research that you guys have done into this has revealed a sort of a forgotten part of Poland's history, a forgotten group of people.
Yes,
a forgotten
that's
community.
True. And it was really huge work. Like, it took a few years to go through the texts. And, you know, you cannot just find them in the library in one book or three books. You just need to go through everything.
What are you going to play us out with? Is it Sodoma?
It's very interesting compositions because it's a song from Belarus. After the Second World War, when communists invited Belarus and Poland and whole Eastern Europe, they tried to kill tradition, language, freedom for sure. It was really one of the worst occupied in last ages, right?
Yeah.
And they tried to in Belarus destroy the culture of the people, and Nastanya Krasava, who is singing this song, made a research and gone to many villages to listen to old musicians and people and search the old songs. So Sodoma is like the Adam of Misty in Roots. Great song, Sodoma and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right. So this is a similar song, and the first lyrics: Panie bracie, nie ma chleba ani w polu ani w domu. Brothers and sisters, there is no bread. There is nothing to eat in a home and in a pole. So let's make some act. Let's do something, you know. And it's a great song based on the Eastern, especially Belarus scales and melodies. And the lyrics are different than the Polish, because Polish are very straight. There is no excuses, no big metaphors. It's like Bach, Bach, chak, cut. And punch. And there is a really subtle poetry.
Oj, Sodoma, panie bracie, Sodoma, Sodoma. Няма хлеба, пане брате, ні у полі, ні дома. Няма хлеба, пане брате, ні у полі, ні дома. не поляночка зелена, зелена. Заберите шеревоки дыбана, выбежите дыда панска хатвана, забежите вы до панска хатвана, я кузоди только ясная зара. Вы так эти дети, то что не броски, раз обидите тело пана на куски, раз обидите сахар, как и за село, как вам помогут помину не было. Заберите шеревоки дыбана, выбежите дыда панска хатвана, забежите вы до панска хатвана, я кузоди только ясная зара. Вы так эти дети, то что не броски, раз обидите тело пана на куски, раз обидите сахар, как и за село. Закопаны был пан, прости, Боже, рута мята ды бурян. На тым месте, где закопаны был пан, прости, Боже, рута мята ды бурян.
Wybiegajcie hej z dworu i biegnijcie do dworu. I biegnijcie do dworu. Dobiegnijcie, dobiegnijcie z wieczoru. Zapadnijcie pana w jego pościeli.
расти буде, рута мята ды бурян на тым месцы, дзе закопаны быў пан. Расці будзе рута мята ды бурян.
They've certainly been cranking up the rabble-rousing this evening. That song was almost tame by comparison. A slightly more laid-back number there from Ruta, a song called Wolves that followed Sadoma, one of the newer tunes they're planning to record on their next album. So from workers' uprising to plain old happy. Next week, my guest on the programme is going to be Samba Mapangala, a Congolese musician who now lives in the USA, but spent quite a bit of time in Kenya, where he formed a band named after one of the country's great volcanoes, the Virunga. Here's a taste of Samba Mapangala and Orchestra Virunga from the title track of his latest album, Maisha ni Matamu, Life is Sweet. And what he really means is life is sweet but short, let's have some fun.
hawoje safarowa. Jo, 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 de tura dar guzarova. U je hoše jo samani to. Morg shabam jo samani. فصل خوش ماهی و سالی تو گلی تنها تو خوابه که همه رود 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 و پرابه لب پر خنده و چرا چش چش چشمه آبه هوای نمیدونه اگه بارون نباره گل پج مرد بوی گل نداره صدای باد و رود است قصه ای از بود و نبود است تنها تو خوابه که همه رود 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 و پرامه لب پر خنده بچه را چش چش چشمه آبه
The beautiful voices of Iranian sisters Masha and Marjan Vadat, who break the law every time they perform, because in Iran, women are not allowed to sing in public. This album, Twinklings of Hope, was recorded inside a house that used to be a Persian harem and subsequently became the Italian embassy. And the song I played was Garden of Visions. This next tune is from an interesting collaboration between three of the UK's leading musicians and producers. Kuljit Bamra on tabla, classical violinist Jacqueline Shave and guitarist John Paricelli. The album is called Postcards from Home and for me, one of the tracks where all of this comes together beautifully is Parc Floral, written by Paricelli. Here it is.
Thank you.
No Plans from the Hot Seats, a Richmond, Virginia-based group whose love of jug bands and American bluegrass mixed with their limitless sense of fun just shines through in their music. Last month, they were playing at the Shetland Folk Festival, and I'm sure it won't be long before they're back here again. So do look on their website for forthcoming gigs. I'm going to end tonight's World on Three with two songs by two very earthy and soulful female voices. But before I do, thanks for listening. Next week, as I said earlier, my guest is going to be Congolese musician Samba Mapangala, and I hope you can join me for his particular brand of sunshine music. I'm Lapa Kotari, and you've been listening to World on Three here on BBC Radio 3. The last song I'm going to play tonight is from an album called Faun, meaning land or melody, from the Campbells, the musical clan that Radio 3's very own Marianne Kennedy hails from, and a family that is legendary for upholding their Gaelic music traditions that would otherwise be lost. The lead voice on the song I'm going to play is that of Marianne's mother, Kenna Campbell, and she has an extraordinary voice, deep, soulful and almost operatic. And the minute I heard it, it reminded me of another such voice, that of Nigerian opera singer Joy Nworsu. So I thought I'd play them both. So here they are, two fabulous women, Joy Nworsu and Kenna Campbell. I hope you enjoy. Till next week, goodbye. Thank you.
Ich Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, Youth and Wisdom at the 2011 BBC Proms to open tonight. The Wisdom is conductor Sir Colin Davis. The Youth is the Gustav Mahler Jugend Orchestra in symphonies by Tchaikovsky and Stravinsky. In his autobiography of 1935, Stravinsky famously declared music could only be about itself. Music, he wrote, is by its very nature powerless to express anything, whether a feeling, an attitude of mind, a psychological mood or a phenomenon of nature. But 11 years later, he was prepared to admit that one work of his at least had its inspiration in stirred emotions. His symphony in three movements. It's from the war years and it shows. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir Colin Davis conducting the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra in Stravinsky's Symphony in Three Movements. Mezzo Susan Graham is with them now for Ravel's three Scheherazade songs. Nothing to do with Rimsky's Scheherazade. The second song, La Flûte Enchantée, has the sound of the flute as the next best thing to a lover's kiss or gentle caress. And this first song is Asie, the singer marvelling at one image after another of the traditional East and longing to tell her tale to those who have an ear for dreams.